More than two dozen states under weather alerts. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Upper Midwest dealing with some of the coldest weather of the season and a dangerous wintry mix.
Many different communities and towns woke up to complete ice. In much of southern Michigan, towns were wiped out by the ice, and energy crews have been out all day trying to make those repairs. The issue is that the wind gusts won't allow some of those buckets to go up in the air and try to repair those lines. So overnight, even though we've had some sort of thaw today, as temperatures went above freezing, we're going into a deep freeze again.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Lansing, Michigan. In Portland, Oregon, much of the city is shut down with almost a foot of snow, the second snowiest day in the city's history. In Arizona, several interstates and other highways were closed due to high winds. A blizzard warning in effect in California for higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in East Palestine, Ohio today, nearly 3 weeks after the Norfolk Southern derailment and controlled burn of chemicals.
Norfolk Southern will pay for this remediation, and the federal administration will be here to hold them accountable for that and make sure that they are making this community whole.
The EPA has said the air and water are safe, though residents have been complaining of various health ailments since the derailment. In its initial assessment of the crash, the NTSB says the train's crew didn't get much warning before a mechanical problem caused the derailment. Florida has executed a man for murdering a woman in 1990 after he escaped from prison. Donald Dilbeck was pronounced dead after receiving a lethal injection. The execution was the first in the state in nearly 4 years. Faye Van was parked at a shopping mall waiting for her family when Dilbeck, who was serving a life sentence for killing a deputy, approached her with a knife and demanded a ride. He stabbed her more than 20 times. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. remains the largest military donor of aid to Ukraine.
Humanitarian assistance, weapons, and cold hard cash. In 2022 alone, Congress committed $113 billion worth of help. The U.S. is by far the largest military donor. This week's announcement of a further $500 million commitment takes the total over $47 billion.
Artillery ammunition for HIMARS and howitzers. More javelins, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars to help protect Ukrainian people.
Billions more is spent providing food, clean water and medical supplies. If that all sounds like a lot, it certainly is. But while the US is the largest donor overall, as a percentage of its gross domestic product, it ranks only fifth. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Kentucky State Senate has voted to punish hazing with jail time. The bill would make it a felony for hazing that results in death or serious injury that would be punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The move coming after the hazing death of a college student. A return to office means squeezing into smaller spaces for some tech workers.
Google is said to be asking some cloud employees to share desks with colleagues to use less office space. CNBC is reporting that Google workers have been told they can alternate days in the office at its five largest U.S. locations. Google says the change will allow the company to continue investing in its cloud unit. As a result, the company will vacate some buildings. The report cites an internal memo. Google is a unit of Alphabet. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
The alligator that was rescued from a lake in New York City over the weekend had swallowed a bathtub stopper. That's according to a spokesperson from the Bronx Zoo, where the gator is recovering. Zoo officials say the gator is too weak to eat on its own and is being tube-fed. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.